Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll-free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
And good morning. It is 9:27. I'm Jeff. This is The People Speak. Hope you're having a good Monday morning. Following this rather unusual Easter weekend that we've just gone through, unusual in the aspect of the world circumstances right now, but it is Monday now, and we are talking today with the St. Louis Dairy Council. Are you there?
Hi there.
Hi.
Yeah.
All right, but
how are you doing?
I'm not bad at all. I'm ready to get back in there, doing things and that. But
aren't we all?
Yeah, I said things like the zoo and all that. Once this all is over, I said I think it's going to be just as bad the opposite way, because everyone's going to be rushing and you're going to have crowds that you haven't seen in years. You know, because people just want to get out. You know. Which would
everyone's
going to
be taking advantage of those things once we can.
Exactly. But obviously this coronavirus has taken the nation by storm. It's important, though, that we continue to reflect on things that we can control. Health is important, and guess what we're going to talk a little bit about today is obviously dairy, since we're talking with the Dairy Council. And our health and information about like immune health, immunity, and that, and how to take care of ourselves and stuff, and prevent illnesses like this.
Yes, that is what we're going to talk about today. We've got lots of good tips. You know, we always talk about dairy, but we're going to talk about all things nutrition today.
So, all right, I'll tell you what. Let's take a quick break here, and we'll come back and get started. Welcome back. It is 9:35. I'm Jeff again. And again, we're talking today with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council, and going to talk about some how to take care of your health and some nutrition tips and that. And not, I mean, dealing with dairy, but not all dairy.
Absolutely. Yeah. Talking about all things nutrition.
So, you know, it's kind of ironic that it kind of fell during all this, but April 7th is, every year, is World Health Day, celebrated by the World Health Organization, which we've all heard a lot about here lately, and that, designed to create the awareness on benefits of being healthy.
Yes, it did fall at a convenient time this year, I will say. What World Health Organization is something we don't hear about all the time until things like this with the coronavirus come up. And this year it was kind of interesting that their World Health Day theme, which was decided long before the coronavirus, was actually the International Year of the Nurse, which I think, you know, given the circumstances, is a perfectly appropriate thing with all these workers out there that are on the front lines of this crazy pandemic.
Right. A lot of people that don't normally consider themselves frontline people are on the front lines, and it's kind of changing our whole way of thinking here, I think, as far as where things fit in place in our lives.
Exactly. It really puts in perspective what's important, that's for sure.
Exactly. But this World Health Day, it's a chance worldwide to focus on key public health issues. What is the theme this year?
That's International Year of the Nurse. That is the theme this year. So make sure that you're giving props to your nurses out there. You know, they still have to go to work. A lot of us are working from home working remotely or even are off work. But these people are still going to work every single day and putting their best foot forward to try to fight off this crazy disease.
Right. And where they, you know, tell us to distance ourselves and to stay away from crowds and that, you know, our healthcare workers don't have that option. I mean, that's their job to go in there and try and, you know, and help people and work with people and stuff who, some of which have been, you know, diagnosed with this.
Exactly. It's pretty heroic work that they're doing right now.
And I think kind of the goal of this whole theme this year, from the World Health Organization, they're trying to trigger a wave of public appreciation for the work of nurses and the part they play in delivering healthcare.
Yep, they definitely play a very large role, and we're all thankful for that. But triggering that wave of the public appreciation is huge, and that's the whole purpose.
Right. Well, obviously, diet is important, especially during times like this.
Yes, I keep telling people, you know, there's so much with this disease that we just simply can't control. But our diet is something that we control and can control, and it is super important to our immune health. So making sure that we don't end up getting the coronavirus, or even if we do get the coronavirus, that our immune system is strong enough to fight it off without the extreme symptoms. So making sure that we get a well-balanced diet really, really is important. What you choose to eat and what you choose not to eat are all factors in warding off these illnesses and diseases. So making these food choices are going to make an impact on how you feel every single day and promoting and maintaining health through this crazy time. So making sure that we're getting all those good vitamins and minerals from a well-balanced diet, and making sure that, you know, like any fighting force, a healthy immune system is necessary in this battle against the coronavirus. So making sure that we're getting a good variety from all food groups, including, you know, dairy, fruits, vegetables, whole grains, protein, all of these foods are important to get a well-balanced diet to really boost up our immune system.
Right. One thing I've noticed, I've been one of these, I take a vitamin C supplement every morning, and have for years. It's kind of difficult to find that in the store now. It seems like everybody went out and collected all the vitamin C supplements that are available out there because the shelves are pretty well empty.
Of course. And one thing to note, too, is that there's so many vitamins and minerals that play a role in immune health besides vitamin C. But you can also get that good vitamin C from your diet as well with, you know, consuming citrus foods and things like that. So, or citrus juice. So that's another thing to take into account, too, that we could get it from our diet as well.
Right. You don't have to take that supplement in the morning. I mean, you can get it from so many different places, healthy places.
Yes, absolutely. Because I know there is shortages right now.
I think it came out somewhere that would keep you from getting it or something like that. And so everyone's like, oh, well, I'm going to, you know. Well, I mean, it's not going it's not going to guarantee it's going to keep you from getting it. So, but
yes, that's a good thing to know.
But people are going to, like I said, during this, you know, people tend to react with what they hear. And it's an area that none of us have ever really experienced before.
Yeah, this is like what no one has ever seen in their lifetime. It's definitely a new front. And we just have to do our part and what we can control and taking care of our bodies and doing the social distancing and doing our part in taking care of our community.
Right. Obviously, you work for the Dairy Council. What's dairy's role in a healthy diet?
Yeah, so dairy is just simply part of a well-balanced diet. So making sure that we're getting in all those benefits, those vitamins and minerals from all the foods in our diet. But one thing I would like to note about dairy foods, you mentioned vitamin C, you know, people thinking that vitamin C would be a great immune boost supplement. There are so many nutrients that boost our immune system, two of which are vitamin A and D, that they support immune health immensely. So, and that is something that you can find in dairy foods. So, you know, if you're getting your milk in every day and then you're eating an orange, you're getting the vitamin C and the vitamin A and D and all those things that are helping support your immune system. Dairy is also a really good source of protein just to help keep your body strong to endure this illness as well. So those are some of the ways that dairy kind of plays a role in this immune health ordeal.
Right. In a crisis situation such as like what we're in now, you know, consumers tend to look for safe and nutritious foods. Is dairy a good option if you're searching for this type of food?
Yeah, so this is a question I've gotten a lot lately because people are really wanting to go and stock up on all of their groceries and not have to go back to the grocery store for a while. And one of the biggest concerns for people is milk, because there is an expiration date on milk. One thing I would like to note for people is that you can stock up on it and freeze milk. So what you would have to do is take about an inch out of the gallon of milk, because when it freezes, it will expand. And then also note how far away the expiration date is, so that whenever you pull it out, you know how long you have until it expires once it comes out of the freezer as well. But that's one thing that you can do. You can really stock up on it so that you don't have to go back to the grocery store constantly.
So once you thaw it out, then the same time frame falls in there. Whereas if it said it expired April 7th, then this is March the 20th, then you would want to count the number of days in there, and that's how many days that it would be good once you've thawed it out. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yeah. So like if you looked at the expiration date and it said 2 weeks from today, then write 2 weeks on the jug so that you know when you pull it back out that you need to look 2 weeks out from there to make sure that you're still following, you know, you don't want to drink expired milk, things of that nature. So.
Right. And milk obviously is considered a number one food source for calcium, vitamin D, and potassium. Is that something we need a lot of? Or
yeah, it is super important, and those are nutrients that a lot of Americans, especially including children, are lacking. So making sure, as you know, that we have it readily available, especially whenever we're not wanting to go to the grocery store constantly, is super important. So that's why I like to, you know, milk, cheese, and butter, they can all be frozen. So, you know, these are different ways that we can make sure that we're getting all those good nutrients to our families when we have perishable items like that.
All right. I'll tell you what, let's take another break here, and we'll come back and talk some more with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council. You're listening to The People Speak on Rural Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO.
Get your questions and comments in at 443-2121 or 877-443-1230. The People Speak.
And welcome back. And again, we're talking today with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council. And April, as we mentioned earlier on, is April 7th, actually, was World Health Day. And kind of a really unique health day, kind of different, I guess, from past health days, considering there is a global pandemic going on during this time frame. But we're talking about health and eating healthy and staying healthy during this. And one thing that tends to kind of shy people away, I think, a little bit from healthier foods is a lot of them, they feel, oh, well, if it's a healthy food, it's going to be more expensive.
Yes, that's such a common thought from people. And a lot of what people don't know is that we can buy healthy foods that are inexpensive. Since it is officially spring, one way that you can save a lot of money is considering buying vegetables and fruits that are in season. For example, in Missouri and Illinois right now, asparagus, spinach, lettuce, onions, and peas are in season. So buying those fresh, you're going to be getting a really good price. Another thing to keep in mind too is you could be buying, you know, frozen vegetables or fruits and things like that. And those are just as healthy as the fresh ones. And another thing to note is that healthy doesn't necessarily mean that we have to be fancy. So for a good example, a mozzarella stick versus a hand-stretched artisan mozzarella cheese, or buying the store brand, you know, the Walmart yogurt or something like that, instead of buying the stuff that comes in the fancy, beautiful glass jars. Or, like I said, doing the frozen vegetables versus the fresh ones. Those are all really, really good ways that we can save money during this pandemic when a lot are out of work.
Right. And, you know, a lot of those, I mean, I love asparagus. So, and a lot of those, you know, are things we don't eat every day. So it kind of, you know, there's a lot of different ways to mix it up.
Definitely. And I have to say, asparagus tastes way better whenever it's in season. The stalks are thicker and it just tastes better.
Right. My personal recommendation, shy away from the canned stuff and get the fresh.
Yes, the canned stuff, it really does, you know, take away from the... I mentioned frozen, but I didn't mention the canned because it adds a ton of sodium and it takes away a lot of those nutrients in the canning process.
And a lot of the flavor, too.
That is a good point. I agree with that.
Well, we mentioned the vitamin C earlier. We talked a little bit about supplements. Are they really a good idea? I mean, you can get what you need or most of what you need through nutritious eating.
Yes, so that's a really good point. And you can get all of those vitamins and minerals from a healthy diet. But I know, especially right now, it's tough to get a good variety. Things are picked through, or you run out of things at home and don't want to go to the grocery store. Taking a daily multivitamin is a great idea if you're not getting a super good variety in your diet. But taking a ton of doses of a single vitamin or supplement really has no science to back up that that's going to help your immune health. And make sure, you know, if you are planning to take any vitamins or supplements in addition, to talk with your doctor about it, because sometimes those vitamins and minerals can interact with other medications that you're taking. So making sure that you know, tuck into that.
Right. I know C is one of those that the body, I mean, if you take more than what it can utilize, it gets rid of it. But, you know, some vitamins, you know, do accumulate. And if I remember correctly, and you could probably tell me if I'm wrong, A, D, E, and K are the ones that you don't want to take mega doses of for sure.
Yeah, and it's really, I have to say, it's really, really hard to overdose on vitamins because you will get rid of them naturally. But the vitamin K can interact with blood thinners if someone is on a blood thinner. And vitamin A is one that people can get kind of concerned with having too much of. But like I said, it's super hard to get too much of it. But take that into account if you are planning to start a supplement to boost your immune health, to talk to your doctor about it, make sure that it's right for you. A daily multivitamin is probably fine if you're not getting a good variety in your diet, but you don't need to take mega doses of any vitamins to boost your immune health.
Right. What are some additional tips you could give us on staying healthy?
So there are several of those. Get enough sleep. I know everyone's, you know, home a little bit more, so we might have that opportunity to get that good sleep in. So make sure that you're getting enough sleep. That really helps make your body more ready to fight off illnesses. If you're not getting enough sleep, you're more susceptible to getting sick. Another thing is don't stress I know that that is a super hard thing to do right now in this stressful time, but it is super important to, you know, take a walk, get your stress taken care of. And that actually brings me to my next point of keep exercising. So exercising helps keep your immune system healthy. It maintains that immune health by getting those white blood cells moving throughout your body. So making sure you're, you know, taking the walk or without your extra time or different things like that to help boost your immune system. The final bit of advice is just good hygiene. I know everyone says wash your hands, but this is so important to ward against catching those unwanted germs. But even more so than washing your hands, make sure that you're minimizing places for germs to hide, like under your fingernails or rings or bracelets or anything of that nature as well.
Right. And obviously, people can get more information on the Dairy Council website as well, correct?
Yeah. We're also running a campaign on our Facebook and Instagram. So visit the website at sdldairycouncil.org or Facebook and Instagram at SDL Dairy Council.
All right, Kelsey, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, and stay healthy out there.
All right, you too, and we'll talk to you again next month.
Bye.
Bye-bye. For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.